Part 5. The Merchant Princes. Chapter 1. Traders. With psycho-historic inevitability, economic control of the foundation grew. The traders grew rich, and with riches came power. It is sometimes forgotten that Hober Mallow began life as an ordinary trader. It is never forgotten that he ended it as the first of the merchant princes. Encyclopedia Galactica. Jorain Sutt put the tips of carefully manicured fingers together and said, "It is something of a puzzle." In fact, and this is in the strictest confidence, it may be another one of Harry Seldon's crises. The man opposite felt in the pocket of his short Smyrnian jacket for a cigarette. "Don't know about that, Sutt. As a general rule, politicians start shouting Seldon crisis at every mayoralty campaign." Sutt smiled very faintly. "I'm not campaigning, Mallow. We're facing atomic weapons, and we don't know where they're coming from." Hober Mallow of Smyrna, master trader, smoked quietly, almost indifferently. "Go on. If you have more to say, get it out." Mallow never made the mistake of being over-polite to a Foundation man. He might be an outlander, but a man's a man for all that. Sutt indicated the trimensional star map on the table. He adjusted the controls, and a cluster of some half-dozen stellar systems blazed red. "That," he said quietly, "is the Corellian Republic." The trader nodded. "I've been there. Stinking rat hole. I suppose you can call it a republic, but it's always someone out of the Argo family that gets elected Commodore each time. And if you ever don't like it, things happen to you." He twisted his lip and repeated, "I've been there." "But you've come back, which hasn't always happened. 3 trade ships, inviolate under the conventions, have disappeared within the territory of the Republic in the last year. And those ships were armed with all the usual nuclear explosives and force field defenses." "What was the last word heard from the ships?" "Routine reports, nothing else." "What did Carell say?" Sutt's eyes gleamed sardonically. "There was no way of asking. The Foundation's greatest asset throughout the periphery is its reputation of power. Do you think we can lose 3 ships and ask for them?"